It's funny, right? We talk about like anti-aging and turning back the clock, like getting older is something we gotta fight. But what if, and stick with me here, what if there's a better way to think about getting older? What if we could age gracefully? That's what we're looking at today with this art of aging gracefully.
And that's what I liked about it. It changes how we see it. We're not trying to be younger. We're trying to just be our best at every age.
Exactly. Think of this deep dive like your cheat sheet to aging gracefully. Yeah. We've got actual science and real tips. And let's be real, we've all heard those aging myths, like you can't teach an old dog new
Oh
tricks.
yeah, that's a classic.
Oh.
But the cool thing is science says something totally different. Our brains, they can adapt. Like a lot. So throughout our lives, our brain cells can actually make new connections and change how they work. We call that neuroplasticity.
So even if it takes a little more time, we can still learn new stuff. That's good to know. But this book, it also talks about the stuff that changes inside our cells as we age. Things like those telomeres I've always heard about. What are those?
Imagine those little plastic things on the ends of your shoelaces, right? To keep the laces from getting messed up. Telomeres, they're like that, but for your DNA. Every time a cell copies itself, those telomeres get a little bit shorter.
And so when they get too short, our cells, they can't divide as well. Kind of like our bodies have a clock already inside them, huh?
That's a good way to put it. And here's what's really interesting. Even though we can't stop time, what we do really changes how we age. It's that whole nature versus nurture thing. What controls how we age, our genes or our choices?
That's the big question, right? Like, if everyone in my family lives to be 100, am I good to go no matter what?
Well, your genes, they definitely matter. The book even talks about longevity genes that can make you live longer. But get this, the way we live can actually change how those genes work. It's this whole field called epigenetics.
So it's not just what genes you get, it's also how those genes are affected by like our environment and what we do. It's like you could have the genes to be an amazing musician, but if you never play any music, you might not know, right?
Exactly. And that shows just how much power we actually have. We'll get into specific lifestyle things later, but think of it like this. Our genes are the base, and our choices are like building the house.
So for building a strong foundation, one thing people notice as they get older is that they just have less energy. I swear those afternoon slumps are hitting harder these days. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, definitely. This book, it talks about something called sarcopenia, which is when you lose muscle as you get older. And as we lose that muscle, our metabolism slows down, and that means we have less energy to use.
So it's not just in my head, there's actually a reason why I have less energy as I get older, but the book also talks about how exercise is really important. And not just to look good.
Yeah, it's not just about fitting into your genes, though that is nice. This book, it talks about how exercise helps stop falls, helps you sleep, and it can even make your mood better.
Especially that mood boost. Everyone wants that. So you're not saying we need to like run a marathon tomorrow, are you? What kind of exercise is good?
The important thing is that you find something you like, something that fits into your life. Start slow, especially if you're new to exercise, and then slowly do more as you go. The important thing is that you keep doing it.
I like that. It's not about pushing yourself too hard. It's about finding ways to move your body that you enjoy. And speaking of things we enjoy, let's talk about food. Getting older doesn't mean you can't enjoy delicious food, right?
You're right. It's about eating food that makes us feel good inside and out. And there's a lot of advice about food out there, but this book makes it easy.
Yeah, it's not about some crazy diet. It's about knowing what your body needs as you get older. One thing that really stuck with me, especially after we talked about losing muscle, is protein. It's super important.
Totally. Protein helps you keep your muscles strong, and we know that's important as we age, so we got to make sure we get enough. What are some good protein sources the book mentions? Asking for a friend who might have a bit of a cheese problem. Well, cheese does have some protein, but the book really focuses on leaner options like fish, chicken, beans, lentils, all good stuff. And you can put them in so many things: salads, stir fries, soups, so many options.
Love a good recipe idea. Speaking of brains and keeping them sharp, which is something we want to do, the book also talks about omega-3s. Those are supposed to be good for your brain, right?
They're like brain food. They help with thinking, memory, and studies even show they can protect your brain as you get older.
So we got to stock up on those brain-boosting fats. That's my excuse for ordering salmon every time. Anything else the book says is good for your brain?
Well, for those of us who are a little, let's say, experienced, the book talks about calcium and vitamin D for strong bones, super important for preventing osteoporosis and those scary fractures.
Definitely gets more important as we get older. especially for women. Gotta take care of those bones. The book also gives some good advice about portions, which makes sense. I mean, our metabolisms aren't what they used to be.
True. Our metabolism slows down over time. But that doesn't mean we have to starve ourselves. It's all about those small changes that add up. Like, use smaller plates, listen to your body when it tells you it's full, and really enjoy every bite.
Mindful eating. I like it. Instead of just scarfing down your food. And you know what else changes as we get older? Sleep. I used to sleep like a log, but now the tiniest sound or worry keeps me up all night.
Oh, you're not alone. It's actually really interesting why that happens. You see, the book explains that our sleep changes as we get older. We don't get as much deep sleep, that really restful sleep, and we spend more time in those lighter stages of sleep.
So that explains those middle-of-the-night wake-up calls. It's not just me being a light sleeper, but it's more than just waking up, right? The book mentioned other sleep problems that happen when you get older, like insomnia and restless leg syndrome.
You're right. And those sleep problems, they can really mess with your energy, your mood, even how well you think. The good news is, there are ways to deal with it, and the book has a lot of tips.
Okay, spill the tea. What are these sleep secrets? I'm ready for some restful nights.
Well, one of the best things is to keep a regular sleep schedule, even on the weekends. Your body likes that routine. And then there's the classics, like having a relaxing bedtime routine, making your room nice and dark and quiet and cool. All those things help you get good sleep.
Good reminders. But were there any sleep tips in the book that surprised you? Something maybe people haven't heard a million times.
One that stood out to me was about what you do during the day, especially getting enough sunlight. It seems weird, but getting some sun during the day actually helps your body know when it's time to sleep at night.
So even if we can't control how our bodies change, we can do things to help us sleep better. Love it. Let's talk about something else that's on everyone's mind as they get older, how to keep our minds sharp. Those senior moments, they can sneak up on you, and not always in a fun way. Oh, tell me about it. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a room and completely forgotten why. It's a little freaky. But this book, it actually made me feel better about those senior moments.
It's true. They can be a little concerning. But while it's normal for our brains to slow down a bit as we age, doesn't mean we're doomed to forget everything. The book talks about this thing called cognitive reserve.
Cognitive reserve, what's that?
So imagine it like a savings account, but for your brain. Throughout our lives, every time we challenge our brains by learning new things or solving problems, we add to that reserve.
Okay, I like that. So it's like we're building up our brain's resilience, right? The more we use it, the better it can handle those age-related changes.
Exactly. And here's the best part. It's never too late to start building that reserve.
So no matter how old we are, there are things we can do to keep our minds sharp. What kind of brain-boosting activities does the book suggest?
Learning a new language is a big one. It's like a full-on brain workout, from remembering words to figuring out grammar rules. And it keeps things interesting.
Right. Keeps you on your toes. Anything else?
They also talk about strategy games. Think chess, Sudoku, even bridge. Anything that makes you think strategically and challenges your brain.
Oh, I love a good board game night. What about technology? Can our phones and computers actually be good for our brains?
They can be. It's all about how you use them. Instead of scrolling endlessly, you can use technology to learn, connect with people, or try those brain training apps.
Turn those devices into brain boosting tools. Now, shifting gears a bit, the book also talked about the idea of becoming wiser as we age. Is that a real thing, or just something people say?
You know, there's actually some science behind it. The book talks about how wisdom is closely tied to emotional intelligence, which research shows can actually improve as we get older.
So it's not just about knowing more stuff. It's about understanding ourselves better, understanding others, and navigating the world around us with more, well, wisdom.
Right. We get better at managing our emotions, being empathetic, seeing things from different perspectives. All that contributes to wisdom.
So instead of freaking out about those senior moments, maybe we can think of them as opportunities to tap into our inner wisdom. I like that. Before we wrap up this deep dive, we got to talk about stress, because life doesn't get less stressful as you get older.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. In fact, aging comes with its own brand of stress.
Yeah.
Health stuff, changing roles and relationships, even just the feeling of time passing. And all that stress, it can be hard on us both mentally and physically.
So how do we deal with that stress in a healthy way? The book mentioned mindfulness, but to be honest, I don't always get what that means.
I hear you. But the way this book explains it, it's pretty straightforward. It's not about sitting on a mountaintop trying to empty your mind. It's about being present in this moment without judging yourself.
So instead of worrying about the past or stressing about the future, it's about being grounded in the now, like hitting the pause button on all those thoughts swirling around.
Exactly. And there are actually some easy ways to practice mindfulness in your everyday life. The book talked about mindful breathing, which is a great place to start.
Oh, yeah. Just taking a few deep breaths. I can see how that would help. Anything else?
They also mentioned something called a body scan meditation. Basically, you focus on different parts of your body, noticing any sensations you feel without judging them. It's a great way to relax and let go of tension. And you know what else? Even something as simple as walking can be a mindfulness exercise.
Walking? You mean just like going for a walk?
Yeah. It's called mindful walking. You pay attention to each step, how your feet feel on the ground, your breath. It's about bringing awareness to an everyday thing and finding little moments of peace throughout your day.
It's like turning those everyday things into chances to be more mindful.
Love it. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the art of aging gracefully, what are some key takeaways you hope our listeners will remember?
For me, it's that aging gracefully isn't about looking younger. It's about understanding how our bodies age, making choices that support our health, and being open to this whole journey.
It's about saying yes to aging, not trying to fight it, and knowing that it's never too late to make positive changes. Every step we take towards a healthier, happier life matters. And one last thought from the book that really hit home for me. As we age, we have this amazing opportunity to share what we've learned with others, to mentor, to guide, to leave something behind that matters.
It's about recognizing that getting older isn't just about loss. It's about growth, about making a difference and living a life that's meaningful.
Absolutely. That's a powerful message to keep in mind as we move through life.